Scientists say a routine genetic screening test is leading to unnecessary diagnostic procedures during pregnancy and probably to needless abortions. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
About 18 months ago, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists announced that cystic fibrosis screening should be offered to every couple coming in for prenatal care or just planning a pregnancy. The test reveals whether a prospective parent carries a genetic mutation that causes cystic fibrosis. If both parents are carriers, there's a 1 in 4 chance their child will have the disease. Dr. Charles Strom is with Quest Diagnostics, one of the companies that performs cystic fibrosis screening.
We are doing 400% more testing now than we did before the announcement, and it's continuing to rise.
Nationwide, doctors are ordering hundreds of thousands of these carrier screening tests each year. Strom says the test itself is very accurate, but he says doctors and patients sometimes misunderstand the results. The test often shows a variation on one region of the gene responsible for cystic fibrosis. That region is called 5T.
We began to find out very early that this particular variant of the 5T was leading physicians to being confused, which then led to patients being confused, and then led to some unanticipated consequences.
Like unnecessary amniocentesis to see if the fetus has cystic fibrosis. Strom says that's happening because doctors and patients don't understand that the 5T variant isn't a problem unless the parents also carry a far less common genetic mutation. At a medical conference in March, Strom and his colleagues reported that fully one quarter of prenatal tests, such as amniocentesis, were for couples whose own tests found only the 5T variation. That finding was disturbing to people like Kathy Hudson, who directs the Genetics and Public Policy Center at Johns Hopkins University.
I was horrified because the purpose of offering this test is to improve people's health, not to give incorrect or uninterpretable or misleading information that can cause people high physical costs, high emotional costs, and certainly the tragic consequences if people are making decisions that they wouldn't have otherwise.
Amniocentesis and other prenatal procedures are not only uncomfortable, they can sometimes trigger a miscarriage. Hudson says what's even more troubling is the possibility that some couples are so confused and frightened by a 5T result, they have an abortion.
I believe there are some parents who have acted on that information.
Dr. Gary Cutting is a professor of pediatrics and medicine at Johns Hopkins University. He has his suspicions about why this may be happening.
The question is, are there a large group of physician colleagues who are offering a test, getting results, when they're not sure of the results? Or are they just giving it to their patients and saying, well, there is an abnormality, and leaving them with that information?
Charles Strom from Quest Diagnostics says his research didn't find evidence that confusion about 5T results was leading to abortions. But his lab has been trying to reduce misunderstandings by reporting 5T results only when they also find the second mutation. Some labs, though, have been reluctant to withhold this information. Kathy Hudson of the Genetics and Public Policy Center says the problems emerging from this, the first genetic screening test to be widely used, are partly because genetic tests aren't carefully regulated.
There is no clear mechanism right now for a genetic test to pass from a research test into a clinical test and then to a mass population screening test. We don't have standards for how that happens. We don't have a comprehensive system of oversight for how that happens, and we need to look carefully about how we can fix that now before it's too late.
Dr. Michael Minuti of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says the experience with cystic fibrosis testing holds a warning for patients.
It's possible to get information that you don't understand, and certainly the more information you get and the more complex it is, the greater the risk is that the patient will not understand the information and therefore will not be able to make the appropriate decisions.
Especially if their doctors are confused as well. Scientists say future genetic tests will produce information that's even more complex than what comes from cystic fibrosis screening, and those tests could be offered to everyone, not just couples having children. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.